7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, hello. What time is it? It's 19:30 UTC, and that does, of course, mean you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman. And even though I fully intended to stay indoors today so we could do some indoor things that I could tell you about all the crazy stuff I've been doing, that didn't turn out to be the case. We are outdoors once again today. Where did we go? We went down to the creek. And now I'm looking down into the big ravine. Looking for marmots, looking for foxes, I'm looking for stuff. Why? Because it's another amazingly beautiful day. It's not even 20 degrees. There's a light breeze. It's kind of windy, actually. But we're going down into the creek, so it doesn't matter. And it's sunny. Who's that flying? It couldn't be a more perfect day. And when the weather is this good and I'm mobile, we have to go outside. That's the rule. So here we are, back down in the creek. Well, Tobe, why do we always have to go to the creek? Why couldn't we go somewhere else? Well, because today is Sunday. And everywhere else is going to be packed with people. We can always be guaranteed that there's not going to be anyone in the creek other than the dudes we are looking for. So let's go down the treacherous slope and see if we can find some stuff in the creek today. I did bring my camera. Maybe we can find some golf balls, or maybe we can find some other stuff. I don't know. It was either come out here, or we could stay in my house, and you could hear me talk about all my stupid train spotting stuff. Yes, that's like the biggest news. That's like the biggest news so far. Okay, I'm looking around. I don't see much of anything dude-wise. Let's check the creek to see if there's any golf balls. Has anybody been down here today? Has anybody beaten me to the golf balls? Well, I don't see any golf balls. Maybe we need to get down deeper. Get down in here further. I have a feeling... I've got a feeling somebody beat me to the golf balls. Anyway. So let's get down in here. Ooh, into the creek bed. All right, here we are. Standing right next to the water. Don't see any golf balls. I can hear little birds, but not a lot. It's not like bird action day. So while I'm standing here in the creek, let me tell you what I've been doing. My remote train spotting habit or new hobby, or whatever you want to call it, has gotten completely out of hand. Because I actually have managed to do some research. And I'll tell you all about this a little bit later. I'll give you all the details. But basically, there's a white golf ball under the picnic table. Basically, I know a lot about this train line now. I know the train line. It's the 2O line. And I know the location of the camera, of the webcam that's watching this little intersection that I like to watch so much. I know the exact location because I have the GPS coordinates. I have the most accurate GPS coordinates I have ever seen. I've learned what these trains are. And well, I shouldn't. That doesn't. That's not what I meant. I've learned what these trains, where they go, what they're doing. There's three different kinds of trains that run on these two train tracks. And I have discovered even what kind of train, meaning what make and model. Actually, I don't know the make. I only know the model. Water level's a little high today. This is interesting. Why am I going this way? Let's just go this way so we can get out of the creek. And then we'll head downstream and see what's going on. I'm looking up on this bank for more golf balls. I want to find another blue golf ball. You know, what's the rule? We only find like one blue golf ball per year. And this year, we found the blue golf ball right at the beginning of the year. That was funny. It was like the first day we went out to get golf balls. Well, there's lots of little birds flying around and chirping and doing stuff, but nothing super exciting. I don't see any golf balls. Somebody came down here and retrieved all the golf balls. And I know this because the golf balls that were here, I mean like right here on the bank, are gone. Because there's been a couple up here that I've been passing that I am no longer seeing. Right, so anyway, I have a new favorite train. Oh, Tobe, but we didn't know you had an old favorite train. Well, I don't know. What was my old favorite train? I don't know, probably something steam-powered and large. Like the big boy downtown. Which I'm pretty sure I can start up if I can just get some water and some coal up there. Up to the top of the hill where they have mounted this giant engine. Anyway. My new favorite train, and you can look this up, because there are plenty of pictures of it. My new favorite train is the E353. Oh my god, it's cool. It's white, and it's got a face, or a butt, because it's, you know, the same coming as it is going. That looks like, I don't know, some kind of mask of a Sentai Ranger or a Kamen Rider. Ow, am I getting bitten by bugs? Yeah, water level is a little bit higher today. And now I now have to do this funny little maneuver that will get me down to this rock. There we go. Yeah, so this... Oops. Slipped and fell in the water. And just my foot. So now I have a damp foot. That's cool. What was I talking? Oh yeah, the train. The train looks like Kamen Rider mask. The train looks like an Eva. An Evangelion. The train looks like... I don't know how to describe it. Other than... You need to look up a photograph of an E53. I mean an E353. You'll know what I mean. You'll say, wait, I don't see it, Toad. But no, if you're familiar with Japanese masks and how they like to make them always look bug-like, you will notice that this train... looks like some kind of cyber grasshopper, which is why I love it. Which is also why the Japanese love it. Apparently this is a very popular train. And I can see why. Oh, it's so cool looking. And when it's got its lights on, when it gets dark and you see it coming, oh, it's awesome. Okay, all the birds around here are now freaking out. Are they just freaking out because of me? Yeah, they are. Oh no. They're chasing each other around. Okay, this is the part where we gotta grab some trees and pull ourselves up onto the opposite bank. dun, dun, dun. Yeah, there's so many birds skirting around and doing stuff. They're kind of distracting me because I keep thinking I'm hearing dudes. What's that smell? Yeah, look at these birds. So, yeah, I'm really excited about this train. And this particular one I've been watching on the Chuo line is the Asuza and Kaiji Limited Express. Very awesome. I even know the name of the train. So excited. The other weird thing is I have actually learned how to get to this little intersection that I've been watching. Basically, what I've been watching is somebody has mounted a webcam on a pole near some train tracks. Two tracks, and there's a little crossing. And this is in some... Oh, these little flies keep biting me. That's what keeps biting me, that little bastard. What was I talking about? Yeah, this webcam looks at these two tracks. There's this crossing, and if you watch at 4 o'clock Japan time, you can see all the kids coming home from school. And this is what I've been doing. I've been watching from between 2 and 3 o'clock a.m. my local time, which is 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 to 5 Japan time. So I'm seeing all this action, and I've been watching all these Keitora drive across. That's the other thing I keep track of. Not only do I notate the trains driving by, I also make notes for every Keitora that drives across the tracks. And yes, it has to drive across the tracks. It can't just be driving by on one of the other streets. The great thing about it is this camera also has a microphone, so you can hear people talking. You can hear people walking by and hear little kids talking, dogs barking, people walking their dogs, students talking to each other. It's all very fun. It's all very great. I'm strangely into it. And now I want to go there. This is a little tiny village. This is a little tiny village, what did they say, 130-ish kilometers west of Tokyo. And when they say west of Tokyo, they mean as measured from Shinjuku Station. Yes. So now I know how to get to this webcam. I can go... If I had the money, I would do this. I would get on an airplane, I would fly to Japan, I would fly into Narita, get on a train to Shinjuku Station, and then I would get on the westbound Asuza Limited Express, leaving Shinjuku Station, and I'll be in Fue... What's the name of that town? Fuifuki? Fue... I think that seems right. Fuifuki... And then I could, watch trains there in real life. If I do this, if I really go there, I'll be sure to tell you when I do this. So you can be watching that webcam to see when I show up. Because I'll be the guy just standing there in the intersection with a sign that says, I'm Tobe. Just a big Tobe sign. All right, the bad news is, now that we've gotten this far... This is the part where I would normally step down into the creek and we'd walk down the creek 10 meters in the mud and then jump out the other side. But no, we can't do that because the water level is a little bit higher today. The water level is high and I would be stepping into water. But Tobe, didn't you just step into water? Your feet are already wet. What do you care? No, 1 foot is mildly damp. In order for me to do this, both feet would be then soaking wet, which I don't need. That I do not need to have, because then water gets in my car and in my house and blah blah blah. So what are we doing? We're just turning around. Oh, there's a white golf ball in there in that pile of bark. I don't want it. So I've been going crazy watching this intersection in some part of rural Japan. I've got 3 pages of notes filling my notebook, and there will be more. There will be more. There's another white golf ball. Don't want it. It's wild. I have the I watched basically Friday, and of course I will watch this weekend when the train schedule is probably going to be different. Then it'll go back to weekdays on Monday. I'm going to be watching this for a few more days because I can predict to the trains now. I've actually been watching long enough that I know when the trains are coming. I know the schedule. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm trying to figure out. Some more research is necessary, because I'm trying to figure out what exactly this webcam is mounted on. Because, again, why does it have an open mic, live microphone? Weird. But not only that, at the top of the hour, well, no, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if this is true, because I've only witnessed this at 5 o'clock p.m., 1700 hours local Japan Standard Time. And that is, there's a top of the hour chime that goes off at 5 p.m., 1700 Japan time, a few seconds after the top of the hour. There's just this chime that goes off, a melodic chime. It's electronic, and it plays this little melody. And I don't recognize the melody immediately. It's not, you know, sakura, sakura, or anything like that. But yeah, it's just this, and it plays this funny little song for about 30 seconds. And it's not right at the top of the hour, which is kind of a weird thing, because, you know, normally you get the chime at the top of the hour, but no, it's a few seconds afterwards, and then it starts up. And it's electronic, and it, I don't even know what the music, I should record the music. And it plays the music, and then it just stops. It lasts about 30 seconds. What is this music? Where is it coming from? Is it coming from a bell tower? Is it coming from... It sounds close. It sounds like it might only be playing... maybe it's only being streamed. Maybe it's the camera itself. But no, I don't think that's the case. Okay, time to go rock hopping again. Here we go. Will I slip? Will another foot get wet? Let's find out. Walking good. Okay, now the second difficult part. And there's little... I can see Snoodler tracks. There's little raccoon prints in the water here. Okay. Oh, there we go. Back up on the bank. Rock and roll. I'm awesome. I've got to record that. Tonight, at 3 a.m., I need to hook some equipment up to my TV so I can record this chime. See if I can figure out what the music is. I'm going to grab a stick. This is not the best stick, but I'm grabbing it anyway. We're going to go upstream. We're going to go upstream to see if anything's happening. Although, isn't this where the flies were trying to eat me? More birds. Huh. And here's a white golf ball that somebody missed. Whoever's coming down here for golf balls has a very narrow scope. They're not checking all the good places. They're just checking. Huh. Anyway. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for tonight so I can watch some more E353 Kaiji Limited Expresses, because they're cool. Obviously, I can't do anything now because, I don't know, what time is it in Japan right now? Yeah, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. There's no trains. There's nobody doing anything. So you might have to stay up really late. Depending on where you live and your time zone situation, you might have to stay up late to see any train action on this particular camera. But I like it. And I like to look at all the crazy cars. I'm switching sticks because this is a way better web stick. Ooh, this is a good stick. We're going to go upstream here for a while. See if we can see anything interesting. Oh, it's a good day to be out and walking around. Just am loving it. The other thing about this... I noticed this last night. The other thing about this web camera is I'm starting to recognize some of the local denizens, some of the local population of this little village. Because there's this one guy, there's this jogger. I keep seeing this jogger at about the same time every day. He must go jogging after work or something. Because I see him running. And he runs this funny pattern. And I think I recognize two students. There's these girls that they walk together. One rides a bike and one of them walks. And I think I've seen them twice now. Last night, I saw the same Keitara go one direction over the tracks. And then 5 minutes later, it came back. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, how do you know it was the same Keitara? They all look the same. Yeah, that's true. They are. They do look the same, except this one was very unique in that it had a high soft top. It was really weird. I thought, I've never seen anything like that on a Keitara. It basically had this, I don't know, like canvas top, but it was flat, and it was only the top. And it was very distinct looking, very unique, very identifiable. And then I also saw the same car go back and forth, and there was another Keitara that I suspected was the same one, but I wasn't sure. So I'm seeing the same cars drive back and forth. I'm seeing some of the same people show up. It's great. I feel like I live there now. Almost. It's like having a magic window. It's like I have an apartment that overlooks this rail line. It's the craziest thing. I love it. Can't get enough of it. Okay. I have traveled. Ooh, there's a lot of webs right here. I've traveled as far upstream as possible. I'm now facing a cliff that is 2 meters down to the surface of the water. I'm looking across the bank to the other place where we like to come down and play in the creek. There's no action over there. I'm looking at the logs that are on the other side of the creek. I don't see any mushrooms. Not yet, anyway. Autumn mushroom season starts, well, soon, officially now, starting now. Hi, bug. I just need to get some rain. See, there's a little bit of something growing on there, on that log over there. We just need some more rain to make that pop out. Okay, I'm turning around. I'm heading back the way I came. Doodly-doo. Well, I didn't find any golf balls today. That's okay. That's absolutely fine. I'm having a lot of fun watching trains. The other thing I need to do is figure out some of these other trains. Along with the E353, there are some older trains. There's one which I recognize because you see them in every Japanese TV show, movie, anime. It's gray with like an aqua stripe, and it has a white face, a flat white face. 80s style. That's another popular train that goes by a few times an hour in both directions. That reminds me. Oh, guess what I saw last night? I saw a simultaneous crossing, but we're not going to talk about that. And then there's this other train. This other train is blue, and it has a pink stripe, and it's weird looking. And I can't tell. It might be a freight train, but I don't think it is. You know, it doesn't have obvious box cars or anything like that, but would the Japanese be so gauche as to have box cars? No, of course they wouldn't. But there's this one, and I think it only goes by once an hour. It always goes by at 1700 hours. Right, and then I go to bed. Once I see that train, I go, yeah, okay, time to go to bed. Is that a mushroom up there? Oh, it is. What do we got under here? Oh, yeah, we got those one dudes. Pretty good size. Okay, so we're getting some fungus. That's good. But, yeah, I got to figure out what this blue train is. This is kind of the mystery one. And it has a pink stripe. You'd think I'd be able to find pictures of it. Maybe I'll look for that. Maybe I'll look for that this afternoon. There was something else I was going to do. Research. Japanese train research. But now I don't remember what it is. Oh, and look what's just sitting right here. How did we miss this walking by? Oh, because there's a leaf hiding it. Look what I found. It's a very dirty, but we're keeping it because it's green. It's a green Callaway number 2. Oh, very nice, very nice. It's in good shape other than being dirty. It is, of course, matte finish. But we are picking it up. It's official. We did find a good golf ball today. Oh, greens are so great. Good timing, too. Yay, green golf ball. Oh. Okay, so I feel like today's trip to the creek has been justified. And I haven't just been yanking your chain with this train story. I'm really into this remote train spotting thing that I invented. At least I think I invented it. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Let me hide under this tree. The FBI is looking for me. Oh, and here's another white golf ball. Is it anything I need? Nope, just a Titleist. Alright, looks like the feds are moving on. Let's keep going. Anyway, I should probably take this time to climb out of the creek and also tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Remote Train Spotting in Japan Committee. A show that airs every single day in the creek at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm out of the creek. I'm going to go home and eat lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of